This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. We will get into what the Falcons head coach and owner had to say at the owner's meeting earlier today about the team in general, the draft philosophy, some offseason stuff. Grady Jarrett quote from Arthur Blank was really great. Obviously, a guy with just a huge impact on the organization, losing him over the offseason. Not helpful both on the field and off the field. And the Kirk Cousins stuff, too. We'll get to all of that. The back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes as well.
Don't do him no favors.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't.
It's a crazy situation. We understand. Talking about this whole Falcons and backup quarterback, whatever. But don't do him no favors.
No. And you're right. I mean, you obviously have to approach this thing. This is what they said. I mean, Arthur Blank was asked about the Kirk Cousins move or potentially moving him. He said, quote, maybe something pre-draft, which is only a couple weeks now at this point as it's coming up, maybe something during the draft, or maybe something post-draft. So literally any time in the future, they might do it, but we got to do what's best for us and all that kind of stuff, which obviously you do.
Yeah.
But I also think like there's more to it than compensation as far as what's best for you. Do you know what I mean? I think that I understand that being the focus.
Get rid of the problem.
And also just keeping around something that's just sort of like a lingering, it's just not what you need when you're trying to transition to what you're hoping is your next future at starting quarterback. Like, we're talking about the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I'm not playing dumb by minimizing it to that,
right?
But it also is that, right? Like, when in ever is talking about the backup quarterback in football good?
Never.
Right? It's not ever good. Like, it always just kind of clouds what's going on with the starter. If there is a guy, the most popular guy is always the backup. Usually that's in college if he's a highly recruited guy, whatever. Sometimes it happens in the NFL, but not very often. But when the backup quarterback is being talked about for any reason, it's generally not good, you know?
No, I mean, like,
it's generally not a good situation.
You're on the same page. I think just cut your losses and be done with it, you know? But I understand the business aspect of it as far as, okay, but we're not just going to give you away, Kurt. We're not going to acquiesce to what you and your agent want. We know what you want. We know you want to be a starting quarterback, and we know the quickest way for you to become a starting quarterback is for us to cut you right now.
Right, sure.
Tight
sure.
and dry. No,
I totally understand them not wanting to do that.
We're not going
to
do that.
And hopefully a situation comes up where a team is desperate enough to have that be their plan, right? I mean, because that's what it is at this point. And it's probably going to be post-draft. And maybe if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign with the Steelers, that helps. Maybe it doesn't. I really don't know. But, like, you're basically banking on somebody's situation being so dire that they're willing to give you something.
And the team that he's linked to, they're dire.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're dire. You got Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And then you got an owner pretty much come out and saying, well, the guy who's supposed to be our quarterback, it's been a disaster. And if we release him, it's $176 million.
Right. So I guess just keep him, even though he's probably never going to play for the team again. But yeah, the Browns obviously are the poster child for disaster in the NFL.
Yep.
They're the ones that you're sort of looking at as you're out for this thing, which hopefully it happens. And great. My thing is just if it doesn't, I get that they've played it right, I guess. Nothing's happened. So I don't know if anybody's played it right. Kirk's played it right.
Yes.
Like, Kirk got $10 million
yes.
for doing nothing.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Kirk's played it right. And I would say at this point, Kirk has more leverage.
We talked about this yesterday. I said that. I was like,
Kirk has the leverage.
Kirk has the leverage.
You don't want him here. And he doesn't want to be here.
Yep.
you have a guy that's going to replace him, and as much as you've already paid him, and they said that today as well, we already paid him, so we're comfortable having him. That's the right thing to say. Like, it's not as simple as that to me. Maybe it is. Maybe it is as simple as Penix is our starter. This guy's our backup. We did pay him $100 million mm-hmm. over the last 2 years to be the backup. Mm-hmm. And if Penix struggles like a rookie, like he's going to, it's just going to lead to people being like, well, put this guy in because he's probably better right now, which you don't need.
I just think, Bunk, that they don't want to admit. I think they view releasing him as a mistake, even though we already know it is.
Right. Do they think that we don't know that it was a mistake? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like when they wait till after the media availability to fire the defensive coordinator. Yes. Do they think that we don't know that Jimmy Lake was a mistake? We know.
Yeah.
We watched.
Yes.
And then you fired him.
Yeah.
So we know. Like, whether you release him. Again, I get doing it the way that they're trying to do it to try to get something in return.
I understand
for him,
that.
Just to try to tourniquet the wound.
Yes.
That is
because if you can,
the Kirk Cousins
if you can,
decision.
Because if you can walk away with an asset.
Sure.
Him,
that'd be wonderful.
That'd be outstanding.
Wonderful.
And, now, and they're going to get you back that $100 million.
No, you'll never get that.
Yeah, you ain't getting that back.
You're never going to get that back. And we'll never get these hours back of all of this. The fans will never get it back.
Right.
You'll never get that frustration back of last year going from 6-3 into the toilet. That all happened. But it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw it. We watched it. Mm-hmm. We're not blind
right.
to what's going on. This guy didn't want to be here. You don't want him here. We're all aware of the situation. Mm-hmm. Everyone is fully conscious of what's going on. So play it how you have to play it. I'm just saying, like, there comes a time where what's best for us is just you not being here.
And that's why I say me and you are on the same page and thought process of that.
But I think your position on this or your opinion on this is even more valid than, you know, whatever. Like, we're on the same page, but you're coming from it from an even different place, being in a locker room
mm-hmm.
where this guy did all this stuff this offseason,
mm-hmm.
and now he's going to be the backup quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and he's supposed to be back in that and I know the locker room is the most forgiving place in the world and all that kind of stuff, but you also don't forget.
No,
like, you saw what happened this offseason.
And I think the biggest thing, and, you know, a little bit more clarity came out behind the meetings with whoever Kurt had the meeting with. Ross said he did know, they did know about him wanting to meet with Arthur Blank. It said it was like an hour-long meeting. Sounded like on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Five pages of notes. Don't have any idea what you can scribble down that you need to know that your quarterback doesn't want to be here.
You think someday those, like, you can, like, auction off?
You know it probably will be
the
somewhere.
The 5 pages of Kirk Cousins conversation.
If he goes out and wins, if he wins the Super Bowl, they watch.
You know what I would love? Yeah, right. If Penix wins the Super Bowl this year, then that becomes some sort of, like famous lore in Falcons history. You know what I want a copy of? Because people have them, because they were on the team. I want that Bobby Petrino note he left.
Yeah.
He left, I don't know how many of them, but he left them.
Everybody got one in their locker.
Somebody's got one.
Yes.
You know, wouldn't that be a wild piece of memorabilia
somebody has it.
Put it on the dartboard.
Somebody has it. Yeah, but I mean, just the business part of what the Falcons are doing, it's making business sense.
Yep.
All right, and that's why when Mike Conte said, you know, somewhere closer to training camp, that's usually when you see the desperate. You usually see it the first week of training camp,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously before the season starts, if somebody's hurt or something like that. But I'm, and that's what I understand. But I'm still with why do we need to keep this around? But then that goes back to, you know, because I know I said last, I'm just tired of him. You know what I mean? Like, they said all the right things. Just like Kirk Hamler, professional and all of us, I get all that. All right. Kirk Cousins is a nice person. He's a nice person. All right. He is. But I just don't like him. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is the spilling of the tea.
No, I don't.
The spilling of, I was hurt.
Yeah.
The at the Super Bowl taking off the Falcons stuff. Why were it in the first place?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, all that crap. I don't like him because of that.
I won't wave my trade clause until after the draft so I don't get panicked again.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not upset with him for feeling that way, for protecting himself. I understand that he wants to be a starter. And he got panicked there. He did. He never recovered from that. Their relationship was never the same after that.
Which I also kind of don't blame him for. You know what I mean?
No, I don't blame him.
Like, I signed here for $100 million.
No.
And you guys drafted a quarterback in the first round. Like, what are we doing?
I don't blame him for that.
Yeah. Like, I neither do I.
Yeah,
neither
but I. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, maybe because I'm tired talking about this.
Sure.
Get him on.
Without question. Let me ask you this, though, because I think—
And who the hell thought he was going to show up for some damn OTAs? No, when the hell he's showing up?
No, he's not. No. He's not. Now, he probably would have said prior to any of this, of course, I'll be at every OTA. I mean, I'm a the leader of the team and all that kind of stuff. All right, maybe you're not anymore. But as someone who's on the team in this situation, because I think sometimes we— As media sort of make things to be something that they're not versus what they would be for folks that are on the team. Not sometimes. A lot of times we do. But are we doing that with this? Is like, okay, say Kirk's still the backup when training camp comes around. I mean, that's like a thing at training camp. I wouldn't want that to be a thing if I was the team. Like, I would rather have the focus be on the young quarterback that everyone thinks is going to be awesome, Bijan Robinson, Drake, whatever, whoever we draft, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what I would want the focus to be on. If Kirk Cousins is there, some of the focus is going to be on him.
Yeah.
If you're on the team, is that something that's like, God, this is annoying?
Yeah, of course you're going to think it's annoying, but at the same time, you got to go and do your job.
Sure.
And that's always, that's, I mean, the end of the day, we know there's certain things. All these different scenarios, but you're still a professional. You still got to go out there and do your job. Ain't nobody going to walk past Kirk if he's in a locker room and, like, grind at him.
No.
Or if he says hello, they're going to give him a silent treatment. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, right? That's not going to happen, right? It's going to be one of those things where he's on the team. He's going to, hey, whatever he can do to help us win, fine, yeah, whatever.
Look, Penix loves him. Like, legitimately loves
him. Yeah, and so, I mean, and that's how the relationship usually is with your teammates. When your teammates done some dumb blank, you don't shun him and I don't want to speak to you and grumble. It's just like, you know what, you here. We got to coexist. So let's win while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, and I'm not ready to go there and say it'll be a detriment to the team having Kirk Cousins on it, because I don't think that's the fact.
Yeah.
Because,
well, the only way that it would be, and it might not even be because he's on the team,
right?
But if they don't play good and Penix doesn't play good and he's there, that becomes such a nightmare.
Yes.
Like, that's just, you know. And to me, like, that's enough to want to avoid that, you know?
I agree.
Like, I don't want that. I don't want that element in my atmosphere. I got to get that out of here. Now, you know, it would be nice to have a guy that you could go to as a backup and trust for sure. But, like, you're also hoping you don't have to go to a backup at any point. You're also hoping Penix just plays great.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it, man.
But that's the thing. If Penix plays great and they win, if Kirk Cousins is in there or not, it doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters at all in any of this is actually winning.
That's the most important thing.
Problem is they just haven't done much of that.
Damn, Lamar's got more wins than the Braves.
Everyone does.
Damn.
Is there any other? Are there?
I'm just looking at the Nats.
Brewers.
I'm looking at the NL East. That's it.
Brewers are also in four. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.